Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. I'm Justin Asiri. Normally on Monday and Thursdays, I sit down with a member of the armed forces, a military veteran. I learn about what unique, crazy career path they have now once they're out of uniform, and any advice they'd give to someone trying to do the same thing. For those of you who have listened for a while now, you know that these Saturday episodes are a lot more informal. I call them Behind Beyond the Uniform. And the intention here is to do what I call a mullet format, business up front, party in the back. We'll start today with two different thoughts related to more professional topics. And then I think three topics on the back end, more about personal life, relationships, things like that. And feel free to stick around for as little or as much as you'd like. And know that after this, every Monday and Thursday, we'll have more of the traditional format. So, lost my sticky note. All right, so here's what we got. And apologies, I realize I missed last Saturday. Bummed that I broke our streak. Hope I didn't leave you hanging. I was up in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, which is my favorite spot, I'm going to say, in the world, and got up there and realized I had not recorded an episode and did not have any equipment to do so and just decided to skip that one. So the two business up front ones, the first one is we do occasionally, so we met as a group for Beyond the Uniform a while back. We kind of committed to some principles around making sure that Beyond the Uniform is free for members of the military and veterans, that we never charge veterans in any way. And so as part of that, we try to find other ways to offset the cost of the show without charging listeners. And one of them is through sponsored episodes. For those of you who have listened to our episodes with Lockheed Martin or Palantir or Amgen or Comcast, NBC Universal or Verizon, those are actually all sponsored episodes where we still interview veterans there. But because they're a larger organization, because they benefit from recruiting, we've just, you know, leveled with them and said, hey, can you donate some money to kind of offset the costs? It's something that I want to do, continue to do. I think it's necessary just to kind of keep the lights on. But if there are particular companies that you as listeners are interested in, if you have an interest of like, I think I want to work at this company, reach out to us and let us know. That sort of guidance is helpful as we try to build up the sponsorship program. A second one, I actually have three business up fronts. A second one is, we're still ironing out the details, but if you want a sneak peek, if you go to beyondtheuniform.org/swag, S-W-A-G, you're going to see a few items that we're in the process of finalizing. Hats with Beyond the Uniform logos, polo shirt with Beyond the Uniform logos, t-shirt with Beyond the Uniform logos, and a sticker. Not perfect yet, but getting there. And if you want a sneak preview of that, check that out. So the one other item I wanted to cover, and this will be in a little bit more detail, is an interview that I just did this week, and it is with, pulling it up, okay, it was with Sal, and I lost the window. This is amateur hour today. Okay, so I interviewed from ESPN Sal Palantonio. I was so nervous about saying his last name. Sal Palantonio. He's on ESPN for the NFL. He does SportsCenter, Sunday NFL Countdown, NFL Live, Fantasy Football. He hosts NFL Matchup. I am not a big sports follower, so he's a new man to me, but many of you probably recognize him. I chatted with him this week. His episode won't interview till September, but just wanted to share a couple quick things that I took away from that conversation. First of all, yeah, Sal's been with ESPN for over 25 years. It's just incredible career as a journalist. But he talked about, because I asked him, I'm like, do you just go on the air now and riff or what? And he said, you know, I have the utmost respect for the fan. And I always, whenever I'm on air, whenever I'm about to go on air, I pretend that I'm going to be talking to someone who's never seen me before, who doesn't know me, and I want to bring my A game. And I really liked that. I kind of applied this thought of beginner's mind, but I love that thought. In whatever career you're in, you can start to get, even in the military, you can start to treat things, you know, just go through the motions. But I love that thought of like showing up, doing it as if you've never done it before. He talked about curiosity. He's basically saying that his career in journalism is simply curiosity, showing up, asking questions, really digging in and learning. And I think that's another mindset thing that can be applied to any career, that you can just show up and like just really try to learn as much about whoever you're talking to, learn about whatever they're doing, learn their job. And he gives some good points about how curiosity makes the difference in whatever job you do. He also talked about knowing something that the other person doesn't. And that we got into because we were just talking about how there's so much noise now. You know, everyone is pitching their ideas on Instagram and YouTube and LinkedIn and on podcasts, just like me. And so we just talked about in that age of information overload, the people that win or the people that get attention are the ones who have an insight or learn something or dig deeper than anyone else. And I think that's universally applicable of going deeper, finding something else, like not just doing what everyone else is doing. And then I love this point. He talks about writing. He's written 4 books. He talks about writing one of his first books that he was intimidated by. And he said, you know, he was trying to figure out what to write about. And he said, instead of finding something else, I wanted to make something that I knew bigger. And I interpret that to mean going deeper rather than like, okay, let me learn a completely new topic. It was, this is a topic that I have. How can I go deeper? How can I dig deeper? How can I learn more? How can I exhibit more mastery? And I love that as someone who is very much ADD in a lot of the things I do, rather than rushing on to the next thing, rather than just having a to-do list mentality, going deeper. The men's group that I do through John Wineland, apologize for my profanity, you can mute this if you have delicate ears, but on his website he says, fuck hacking, go deeper. And I love that because I think especially in the tech world, there's so much about hacking, growth hacking, we're going to go quickly, we're going to just, you know, go so quickly and just get the product out there. And I think that that's great a lot of the time. And I think that we are, as a culture, yearning for something more nourishing, yearning for something that is deeper, yearning for something that's true mastery, rather than, you know, I'm going to tell you everything I know and I spent 5 minutes studying to get ready for that. So those were some of my insights from Sal. That's episode 301 or 302. It'll be at the start of September. Keep an eye out for that. It's the first episode in September. So I had 3 thoughts on the personal side. I'm actually meeting up with a Navy veteran for coffee I gotta leave in about 15 minutes, so I will try to be succinct here. The first is a quote. I wrote this down on my desk here. Let me pull up a sticky note. I was on a call with one of the guys in my men's group this week, and he said something that stuck with me. He said, low-grade anger is the source of no. Low-grade anger is the source of no. The context for that is we were talking about our experience with anger. And for myself, I think that the relationship I have with anger is avoidance. A lot of the times I view anger as wrong, something I don't want to have in my life. And what that means is not that I live without anger. It's the opposite. It's that anger goes from a 2 to a 5 over time to a 7. And then when it's a 10, it's rage. It's this violent eruption that usually comes out unexpectedly. And I think that that is somewhat universal, but I'll just kind of speak from my own experience on that, where when anger does not have an outlet, it comes out sideways. And what he was saying in response to me saying that was, you know, you're not familiar with those lower levels of anger. They're certainly there. You just don't have familiarity. You haven't really given yourself room to experience them. And what I love about what he was saying, or what I took away from what he was saying, is this thought of like that this low grade anger is the source of no. I think that boundaries are a powerful concept for me right now. And so when I think of those low-grade things, it's like, man, if I notice myself starting to get angry, that's a sign that I need to say no to whatever's going on. If I, you know, my wife says, hey, I need you to help me with something, and maybe I just automatically say yes, but if I notice anger there, it's like, hey, actually, love, I'm not sure I can commit to this right now. Can you ask me again when I'm done with work at 6? Great, I've set some boundary. someone asks me like, hey, do you want to hang out this weekend? A lot of times I'll just say yes right away. And then I regret that and I have a lot of resentment and it builds up into anger. If I were to notice like, oh, you know what? I'm not actually able to say hell yes to that. Let me actually say no to that. Let me set boundaries. There is a client I have in consulting where this person has just not been available to give me the information that I need to do my job. And so I set boundaries. I said, hey, I'm happy to help with this project. I need 10 minutes to connect with you by phone to clarify these points. And if we do that, I have time on Friday and Sunday where I can help you. If not, no worries. So I've kind of really clearly made it easy for her to opt in or opt out of working with me. But I've kind of set the constraints, I've set the boundaries. So I wanted to share that with you all. I'll read it one more time because I like it. Low-grade anger is the source of no. This thought of paying attention to that low-grade anger and using it to set boundaries and also realizing the positive benefits that anger can play in our lives. It's not like the dark side and the force. It's not like this is a universal no-no. There is actually a power there. Another thought that I had, and this actually came out of my wife's work coaching. So all the work that my wife does is, or any coach does, is confidential. And that means that I don't know who she works with. I don't know who she's talking with, but she will sometimes share insights that she has with me, that are more generic. It's more like sharing her experience. And what she shared really hit home for me. I was actually just sharing this about 30 minutes ago with my own executive coach that I work with every other week. And that is, I've talked before about Gary Vaynerchuk on the show, and I'm just going to tease him out as a representative example. But I haven't listened to Gary V in a while, but he is definitely a potent source on both podcasts, YouTube, social media. And I would summarize his message as hustle, like, man, just get the job done, go in, spend 10 years doing something, and like, just don't expect shortcuts, just dive in. And I think that that's a great message, and I think that it's a very powerful message today. And what she had said was like, hey, you know, for you and for this unnamed person that I'm coaching, you know, I hear you talking, I heard this person talking about Gary Vaynerchuk. And what I told to him, I would tell to you as well. What she told him was, look, sometimes that message is intended for the person who is at home, staying at home with their parents, living on the couch still, not keeping down a job, not achieving great things. But for myself, for many of you listening to this podcast, I imagine, we're high-achieving individuals. We've served in the military. Many of us have gone to great colleges, or we've gone on to grad school, or we've achieved great jobs. Like, we've done amazing things in the military. We are not your average couch potato. And so for me, sometimes I can listen to this by this note by Gary Vaynerchuk, and many times it lands well, and it's what I need to hear. And many times it's kind of feeding the part of me that's already on steroids. It's already feeding into that part of me that likes to get stuff done, that likes to work around the clock, that likes to conquer. I think that at this point I'm starting to realize that part of me doesn't necessarily need to be nurtured. I think that that part of me is doing pretty good. You know, like, my idea of slacking is taking a few hours off. It's not working and being unemployed for months. And so what I took from Rebecca and that I wanted to pass on is the sense of that sometimes the harder thing, if that resonates with you, if you do identify as a high achiever, as a go-getter, as someone who's generally aggressive with work, sometimes the harder thing can be to be more compassionate towards yourself, to give yourself a pass. And I say this, you know, I love Jocko Willink. I love his book, Discipline Equals Freedom. I think there's a lot of truth there. But at least for me, I'm realizing the times that I sleep in, where I'm like, man, we were up late with Bodhi. Let me sleep in. Yes, the Jocko mindset might be to get up and to do my 20-mile run right now. And that might be the right answer for many of you. And there might be value in being kind to yourself and being less caustic of giving yourself, like treating yourself like you were a 2-year-old boy. Like, what is the message that I need to give to this little boy? Is it get your shit done, get your shit together, get out there? Or is it like, hey, little buddy, you're doing great? You know, I think a lot of us would benefit from that fatherly voice or motherly voice to ourselves. Excuse me, if you're interested in this, I haven't read it in a while, but Tara Brach, B-R-A-C-H, is kind of a world-leading expert on self-compassion. I think there's a ton here. I have a daily meditation practice. That is my practice right now, is all about cultivating love, acceptance, and kindness towards myself. And I think that there's more need for that for people who are listening to a podcast like this. More need for that, and that might be being more out of your comfort zone and pushing yourself more than being the gunnery sergeant in your own ear. And so I would challenge you to try that out and just see for your own experience how that lands. Whether, you know, you try that and say, no, I actually need more of the gunnery sergeant, or no, I actually need a little bit more of that loving parent, that loving father or mother, whatever works for you, that voice of encouragement rather than, you know, grind it out. Last one, and this is a short one, is we've talked a lot about mentors on the show, and this week I kind of made a connection for myself where I realize I don't necessarily know that I have mentors per se, but I feel like I've done a good job of cultivating teachers. Right now in my life, and this has changed over time, right now I would say one of my primary teachers is John Wineland. I do a lot of his men's work. I'm doing a year-long men's program with him and 55 other guys. I would consider him one of my teachers. Yesterday, I just started with a new meditation teacher, and I'm just meeting with him every quarter. So every 3 months, we talk for an hour, and he just kind of talk about what's going on, and he gives me advice, challenges, instruction, kind of gives me guidance on things to consider. I work with an executive coach every other week. I consider him one of my teachers as well. And then I have a guy who graduated from business school 20 years before me and has just kind of helped me in my career. I consider him a teacher and mentor of sorts. Those are just a few, but I love and I'm very grateful for having cultivated different teachers in my life. And I think it is an exciting time because you can cultivate these teachers virtually without even needing to have a relationship, honestly. I think audiobooks, podcasts, books are all ways to tap into that. But I do think that if you really want to take this to the next level, there is the need for dialogue. And in my own experience, even yesterday with this meditation instructor, there's ways where I can kind of vent and share what's going well, where I want to improve in my life. And he's able to point out blind spots. My executive coach is great at this. I'm able to kind of talk about a challenge I'm facing. He's able to point out like, hey, it sounds like you think this is the challenge, but I'm wondering if it's actually this. Or you're asking this question, but I wonder if it's this one. It's kind of this mental judo that is difficult to do in isolation, if not impossible. And so I would encourage you, I don't know what your thing is, right? Like, but whatever you're interested in, find a teacher, find someone who is further along than you. That could be a career, that could be a personal or spiritual pursuit, but to find someone that you respect who doesn't have to be terribly further along, but in each of these cases, like John Wineland is exceptional for this. Anytime one of the men in our group is vulnerable and shares something they're struggling with, almost always he's able to say like, hey, I get it. I've struggled with that too. This is what I did. I worked on this for 5 years. This is how I approached it. And it's just kind of like the sense of someone who has been down that road before. They don't have all the answers, but they may have some good questions. They may have some things that worked for them that may work for you. Tony Robbins talks about this as like, you know, you're really able to save a tremendous amount of time if you can leverage the millions of hours of experience that someone else has, and they can help make that 2% tweak to what you're doing that will help you get to the next level faster. So those are all the thoughts for today. As always, feel free to share questions, comments, concerns on email, justin@beyondtheinformed.org, on the website contact form, social media. I'm not great on email right now, but I am doing a regimen right now of checking once in the morning, checking once in the evening, and clearing my inbox once a week. So that came out of my last executive coaching session. We'll see how that does. Have a wonderful week. We've got some great interviews in store next week. Stay tuned for those and take care.